We are stoned, and that's okay. So why don't you just stay? Sit back and listen. You don't know what you're missing. It's Talking Stoned While Getting Sports.
Welcome, fellow humans. You're listening to Talking Stoned While Getting Sports with your host, Morgan and Austin. How's it going over there in the land of the BC?
Well, it's raining. Big shock there.
Well, it's snowing here. Big shock there.
Not much is going on. I will say that just obviously we're getting to hockey at some point, but I just want to say Canucks are on a 4-game win streak after doing not great, so that's cool.
Well, that's sad here. I know the Flames, they won last night to end their 3-game losing streak. So,
3-game losing streak sounds good for the Flames.
Well, they're not on it anymore.
Well, that's dumb.
And some stuff happened during that game, but we'll get to it. Nothing's going on over in your life this past week. I guess I should say this right now. Since I lost the little challenge that we had going on with the NFL playoffs, I am completely sober for this episode, so we'll see how that goes. That's all we could think of. So,
and nobody tweeted at us, you bastards. No, just right? We love you, but seriously, tweet at us anything.
Well, I guess speaking of that, because I don't have any personal news to get to, it doesn't really sound like you have much going on. So.
Let's jump right into it.
Right before that, let's go through our plugs, see if someone does tweet us. You can reach me at CaptionMorgan2 or the main Twitter account for the show is at Podstone. And then Austin's, he will tell you because I don't like to.
It is at Fitz D Fitzgerald, FitzD FitzGerald.
Wow, he must be in a good mood. He actually spelled it out for you guys today.
I'm feeling gracious. We'll see how long that lasts.
Also, share, follow, rate, review, comment, all that stuff on however you're listening to this goes a long way. Tell people, word of mouth still works nowadays.
So. Write it in a bathroom stall. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's been worse things written in them before. So.
There's definitely been worse things written in the bathroom stalls.
On that note, if you want to get something that's not shitty in a bathroom stall,
yeah, I think that's a good segue.
Got some little bit of NBA news. I was just scouring the interweb. I came across. He's been out for a little bit now since November 18th. He tore his Achilles, but I'm talking about a player for Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson. And the reason why I brought this up, because it's kind of older news, but he just came out and said that it's really starting to bug him that this is his second straight season that he's been out due to injury. And I know Klay Thompson, he's a great player when he's healthy. And so I'm sure Golden State Warriors want him back as soon as possible, but it sounds like the rehab and stuff is going well and all that stuff, but it doesn't sound like he's going to play this season any times or at all. But he also said that he still sees him playing a long time, so I guess that's positive news there. So
an Achilles tear is no laughing matter either. Like that's rough, man. That's 2 years in like basically your prime or your career. that are gone due to injury, and that's rough. Because, like you said, he's fantastic. He's very good. So Golden State, I'm sure, misses him, and I hope he'll get back for next season. But Jesus, that's rough.
Yeah, it's nuts to be able to live long, but I'm sure someone like him, as soon as he's healthy, he'll be able to pick it up, like just like riding a bike or type deal. So,
yeah, I'm
sure it shouldn't be much of a problem for him to be back in the swing of things as long as his leg's healthy. So, I guess time will tell. Yeah, I don't really have much to say on that. I just thought it was interesting that he's been out for so long. So, if you don't have anything to add, then we will just move right on over to some actual baseball news.
Let's get to some actual baseball news.
All right. So, we're a little bit we still have to wait for a season yet. It doesn't start until they're pushing it back a month, April 28th. But what the MLB proposed is a 154-game schedule, which I believe it's usually 162, so it's only a few games less. So basically what they're going to do is a one-month delay in starting spring training camp. And then with that being said, they're also going to have an extended playoff.
Yeah, more teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, so instead of just the 10 teams, they're going to have extra four more teams in the playoffs. So that's kind of cool. So they're going to go up to 14 with that. Couple other notes for that is they're also, to speed up time, they're going to keep the seventh inning doubleheader rule. So whenever the teams are playing back-to-back games, they're only going to play seven innings. And then if any game goes to extra innings, they're going to have a runner start on second base. So you always have that player in scoring position. So just help speed things up a little bit. So basically we'll shake down to start a month later and the playoffs will normally start a week later than normal. So I don't know how they're working all that out, but.
Well, I'll tell you what, baseball fans, there's going to be a lot of baseball to watch.
Yeah, and it's going to come real quick. And before we know it, April 28th, we'll be here. And yeah, I'm sure I'll be watching the Blue Jays play a bit because I know they've made a few moves in the offseason so far. So not small ones either.
Oh, yeah, they made some pretty big free agent signings.
I know they broke the record. Well, they're not MLB record, but Blue Jays record for the most money they signed a player for. I'm not sure of the player or the amount. You would think that you know that, but I just heard that.
We do not know, so you can fucking Google it.
Yeah, that Google machine, do it up. I'm sober, so I don't care. But do you have anything to add onto baseball? We're kind of moves along kind of nicely. I don't ramble on as much when I'm sober here. So.
Moves along pretty quick. Yeah, I think we're good on baseball there.
Perfect. Well, I'm not looking forward to this part of the show because it is time, and I changed one word for this for people that listen to previous episodes. It's time for the toke or joke segment. Instead of the toke and joke, it's now the toke or joke.
Which I think makes more sense.
It really does. So right off of that, I'm going to do a little spoiler alert because since I'm not toking, I would have toked for all three of these.
Okay.
So With that being said, right off the bat, we got Ovechkin the other night ties Gartner for
Was it seventh?
Yes, sorry, I can't read my own writing. Ovechkin ties Gartner for seventh NHL history with goals 708.
Yeah, and he's like not far behind sixth place either, I think.
Yeah, I should have looked at the list. That's another thing, but I'm pretty sure Gretzky, which it was his birthday about a week ago.
Yeah.
60th birthday, I think.
It was, yeah.
Well, happy birthday to Wayne Gretzky.
Happy belated.
Anyway, yes, that's great for Ovechkin. I also know that he's leading in overtime goals. I saw that last night with 24, which is insane.
So what is the Toker joke?
So, anyways, I got a little sidetracked. The Toker joke, I guess, if I was, I'll just verbally say it, I will toke to the fact that Ovechkin is being Ovechkin and he's doesn't stop scoring.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to, he is, I dare say it, the greatest goal scorer of our generation and arguably of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Because other players scored where goals were a lot more plentiful. And he has come in and just continually year in, year out, put up crazy amounts of goals. He's had like one or two off years and people are just right away as they jump on him and they're like, oh, you know, this is the decline of Ovechkin. And then he comes back and just fucking scores 60 goals. Like, he is a force to be reckoned with. And the fact that he's tied for seventh, not far from sixth, fifth, like, he's making his way up. I don't know if he'll beat Gretzky, but he's going to damn well try. So I'm going to toke on that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, while you're doing that, I got another person coming up here that just loves to keep scoring. In the basketball league, LeBron James now moves into 13th with career three-pointers. So he's, with all the other accolades that he's knocked off, he's now 13th overall with the most three-pointers in his career. So, if, again, like I said, if I was token, I would be, because this guy, just like Ovechkin before, he just doesn't stop. So I ask you, Mr. Austin, toke or joke to LeBron James and his three-pointers.
Well, and so that's the crazy thing, because LeBron James is not huge on three-pointers. Like, mm-hmm. He's not a big three-pointer guy. So for him to be 13th all-time in that, like, it just shows his dedication and longevity of his career. Like, the dude is insane. He's so good. And, yeah. Sorry, I'm yawning mid-sentence there. That's my bad. You know, he's a generational talent. Like, so, yeah, I'm going to toke on him hitting that 13th overall for three-pointers.
All right. I got another. It's kind of like a hockey and a baseball mashup of a topic here.
Okay.
So I did send you the article. I don't know if you watched a little clip.
I did, but I'm a bad person.
Quick little thing, since you didn't watch it. There's this newscast. There's a 6'7" pitcher that was just re-signed by the Cardinals in the MLB. The newscast, however, said that he got re-signed by the St. Louis Blues. You well know that is a hockey team.
I do know that that is a hockey team.
So this pitcher, he came out with a video showing he had a mask on. He was pretending to skate and all that stuff. He's like, I might have to learn how to skate. But so the Blues ran with the joke. This guy named Wainwright, who's a pitcher for the Cardinals, he ran with the joke. So just on this little comedy of error, Toker joke.
Yeah, no, I love it. With how many teams there are in each city and different sports, and it's hard to, especially if you're not specialized in any, and even if you are, like, it's still, there's a lot of teams. So I think that's funny, and it's not, it's funny as in, but it's not a joke. You know what I mean? So I'm going to toke on that. Mm-hmm. 3 for 3.
All right. While you're doing that, I just also want to point out if he did play for the Blues, their other defenseman did speak up, who's also like 6'6". So having a 6'7" and 6'6" combo on your defense, that would honestly be pretty awesome too. So
yeah, the only problem is, can he skate?
I don't think so. I don't think he knows how. So that might be an issue there. But that is the end of the toke or joke segment that apparently I'm completely sober for. So sucks to suck, I guess. I gotta do better next time. Anyways. I know Austin is quite excited to start talking about some hockey. And he actually has some time to, because we're moving along kind of nicely. But right off the bat, we got 36-year-old Jimmy Howard retires after 11 seasons with the Detroit Red Wings. Excuse me. A little bit about his career. He won 246 games, third most in Detroit history. That's 200. His record was 246 wins, 196 losses, and 70 overtime losses. He got a 2.62 goals against average, and 0.912 save percentage, and just goes on. He had 543 regular games with 24 shutouts, 47 playoff starts. Like, it just goes on. Like, his career, yes, he dropped off a lot last couple seasons, but what can you say about Jimmy Howard?
You know what? Jimmy Howard, he, I will say he was always projected to be better than he was. So, unfortunately for him, it was always kind of a disappointment, even if he had pretty good years, you know, in games. But overall, I think that's a pretty solid career. Got to play for an original six team for the better part of his career. So, if not the entire career.
Yeah, it was his entire career, I believe. So
there you go. So it's that's a really cool thing, and not a lot of people can say that, you know. So props to him, and props to him on a great career, and I wish him all the best in retirement. Stay healthy, because those injuries are, because he's definitely had some injuries over the years, so those will come back and get him. So he's got to take care of himself.
Yeah, a little bit of like Austin mentioned, he was expected to do great things, because as a goalie, he was drafted number 64th overall in the 2003 draft,
which is pretty high for a goalie.
Yeah, but he had a good, solid career. I know he was played in the All-Star games twice. Yeah, to play with a franchise like Detroit, who's one of the original six teams of the NHL, that's got to be something special on itself as well.
That's historic.
But I have nothing else to add about Mr. Jimmy Howard there. So another historic team, unless the Austin stops me, is the Montreal Canadiens. I threw this out here because I've been hearing of quite a few trade rumors for a few people this season, which is weird. It's kind of catch me off guard. I don't know about you, but
yeah, a little bit.
But Montreal Canadiens D man Victor
Mete
has asked for a trade. Apparently, although, please help me with Montreal Canadiens GM's name. But
oh, Marc Bergevin.
Thank you. Apparently, through text, he texted out saying, not true, not trading him. So very blunt. I kind of like it. So I don't know what's really going on with Victor guy there and stuff. But
no, my first instinct, if a GM ever says, no, not trading him, I immediately think he's going to get traded. And Marc Bergevin has done that before. I believe he said it, the same thing with PK Subban. We're not going to trade him. We're never going to trade him. Well, mm-hmm. PK has since been traded twice. So I think that's, I don't know. Mete is a very good defenseman. And if he's not happy in Montreal, like, I would take him 100% in Vancouver. But mm-hmm. you don't have cap space, and I don't know what we would give up. But I don't know. It could be
could be interesting.
Could be interesting. He's very good.
Something else that could be interesting that I came across last night was the fact that I've now heard that Calgary Flames Sam Bennett wants to change the scenery. He's also another person that's asking for a trade.
How would you feel about like Sam Bennett and some picks for Mete?
Well, we don't really need. We have 9 NHL ready defensemen.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
We don't need another one.
All right, that's cool. That's cool.
Like we have, yeah, because we have Giordano, Tanev, Anderson, Valimaki, Hanif, and then people are sitting out. We have like Mark Stone, we have Oliver Shilton, we have quite a few people. So I think if we, I don't know where Bennett could possibly end up. We're also in not very much rush, I don't think, to trade him either, because we also like our centerman depth. But I don't know. We'll trade him for like we might as well take another Canucks player. It's kind of been the theme last this off season anyway. So
trade you Virtanen for him?
Yeah.
Too bad we're not the GMs, hey?
Yeah, too bad, right? But another rumor, this is a little far-fetched. I don't have it down here, but I also heard, I've heard this before, but Crosby in the off-season this summer might get moved.
What?
I came across that article today, and that's what I said.
Did you send that to me?
I didn't send it to you. I should have.
Okay. Well, Sidney Crosby will not be traded.
I highly, highly unlikely. All the article said is Penguins might be wanting to get younger, you know, start their rebuild. And one player that, you know, when you're doing something like that, might want to move someone like Crosby. So
if anyone's going, it's like Malkin or Letang or something. I don't think they give up Crosby.
He also has a no move trade contract. So
well, and also like I just the idea of Sidney Crosby in a different jersey is such a weird concept. Imagine, holy shit, what if somehow, I don't know what the trade looks like, don't even ask me, but What if he was in a Leafs jersey?
Oh, gross. What if Crosby and McDavid just straight swap? That would shake up the NHL.
That would Edmonton would be getting Crosby and somehow be losing a trade.
Yeah. Although they would be gaining cap space.
They would, but is getting a little bit of cap space worth giving up McDavid?
No, I don't think so. I think even with that trade, Pittsburgh would still have to give up a pick or something.
Oh, yeah.
But we're getting a little sidetracked. Maybe. We've seen crazier things. We've seen Gretzky get traded, so who knows?
That is true. That's like the benchmark, unfortunately. But, yeah.
But I just thought I'd just put a few rumors out there in the world and see what happens. But something, moving on, unless if you have anything to say about these trade rumors.
No, I'm good.
But moving on with Sharks, finally, after, 5 weeks straight on the road, they get to practice at home for the first time in 5 weeks.
Oh, that must be a wonderful feeling.
It would have been longer, but they were supposed to play against Vegas Golden Knights. And since that game was canceled, they got to go home sooner than later. So props to them, I guess. Not traveling and actually get their home rink and just relax and probably give a lot of kinks out. I'm not sure how the Sharks have been doing this year, but I haven't been paying that much attention to the U.S. side of things, to be honest.
No. Well, and what was I going to say? It's always nice, like, it's, you know, when you're on vacation and or whatever, like, you're away from home for a while and then you finally get to poop at home again, and it's the best feeling. I would imagine that's what it's like practicing away and playing away from home for so long and finally getting to play in your home arena.
I'm definitely glad you remembered what you were going to say. You should have almost just forgot.
Well, you know what?
But I love it.
I love it. Okay? You're not. Yeah. Don't judge me.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm SOL, hey?
Yeah.
Anyways, I got nothing else about in the NHL except for, oh, one more quick thing is if you guys didn't know already, I was watching the Montreal Canadiens and Calgary Flames play last night, and Shea Weber apparently has a very hard shot because he broke the skate blade off of the skate of one of our defensemen last night.
Yeah, yeah. Weber, he's got a wicked shot.
Like, the blade went flying in the air, pieces of plastic were all over the ice.
Jesus.
But I just had to get that out there. I was just impressed with him. It's great.
Yeah. Well, and you did send me another link that Montreal player Josh Anderson is out with flu-like symptoms.
That was also during last night's game. He played very little. He was tested for COVID, came out negative. Another test today. I haven't heard the results, so I just wanted to throw that out there that even with the smallest little symptoms, they're taking it very serious. And it's also good to hear that the players are using their words, and, you know, he could have just pretended he wasn't sick.
Yeah.
I'm sure he could have. But he didn't, and props to him. So now I'm done with hockey.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, hockey.
So unless if Austin has anything to add, then we'll move on to some football.
I mean, yes, let's go to football. No, I have nothing to add.
Great. All right.
We got this.
Perfect. I wish I could smoke some right now. So we got some NFL news. So this is three straight weeks of blockbuster trades.
We had
what was it? Hockey last week. We had basketball the week prior. Now we got football. Lions trade quarterback Matthew Stafford to Los Angeles Rams for quarterback Jared Goff. So what the Lions actually got is they got Jared, the quarterback. They got a 2021 third round pick. They got a 22 and a 23 first round draft pick. I know both quarterbacks are, you know, they're great quarterbacks. They're, you know, no Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, but they're, I would love to have them on in any team of mine that plays, you know,
that sure. played
football. So this is a huge trade. I'm guessing both quarterbacks just kind of want to change the scenery, and this is how it worked out. A little weird thing about this trade is apparently the trade can't become fully official until the new league year, March 17th. So this trade can't become official until, I guess, the league year starts again. So I've never heard of that before. So I thought that was interesting.
I have also never heard of that. That is kind of interesting.
I don't know why. Maybe someone can let us know. Probably not. But you never know. No, I'm not that caught up in how like the trades work in the NFL. I know with the CFL, that doesn't matter. Even if your teams just don't make the playoffs, you can start trading with other teams that don't make the playoffs right away. So this sounds like it's going to be official. I guess we have to wait until next season, see how they do on
their
respective teams.
It's a big trade, but like we've talked about these big trades in the past, like past couple of weeks, you know, we got to wait and see how it turns out.
Yeah, but it's always, I love blockbuster trades, and this is one of them, so I love it. But moving on from football or NFL football and sliding north of the border, but still kind of south of the border, cause I'm still going to be talking about NFL a little bit.
That was smooth.
We got CFL football. So last week I mentioned that Scott, I'm going to mess up his last name, Scott Milanovic, dropped or re-signed with or resigned with Edmonton football team to pursue an opportunity in the NFL. Well, that opportunity turns out that he is now the quarterback coach of the Indianapolis Colts. So,
dang.
I thought it was kind of strange because he was the quarterback coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2019. He was the head coach for Edmonton. There's no CFL season. Now he's back as a quarterback coach in the NFL again. So, I mean, good for him. More money. Part of the reason why he decided to do this is he's joining back up with his old coaching partner. They coached together with Toronto Argonauts when they won the Grey Cup. And his name is Marcus Brady. He's the OC, the offensive coordinator for the Colts now, so they're back together again. I also know the head coach and Scott are great friends as well. So Colts have a couple of young quarterbacks, and I know Scott is a quarterback guru, so I'm assuming that will benefit these two younger guys.
Sure.
I really don't have much to say about him. I'm more paying attention now to who's going to take the head coaching position of Edmonton. I've heard a few rumors. Last week I mentioned Chris Jones. I've heard Noel Thorpe. I've heard that name thrown around. He's another defensive guy. I'm having a brain fart of this other guy's name, but he was a offensive coach for the XFL with Mark Trestman. I can't remember his name right now, but so there's a few names floating around, so I'm going to be very interested to see what happens. Again, February 9th, speaking of CFL on February 9th, in a couple weeks, we're going to have probably a longer episode, and it's probably going to be strictly CFL because it's going to be a CFL free agency episode coming up here in a couple weeks. So if you guys are into that, then
get ready.
Buckle up and get ready. It'll be very much like our NHL one that Austin took over a few months back here. So, yeah, good for him. I don't really have much more to add about Scott here, and I don't want to try his last name if I don't have to. So,
no.
Do you have anything to add before we move on here or what?
Let's move right on.
All right, you sound quite buzzed, buddy. I love it.
I'm pretty baked, yeah.
All right, so we actually have some pretty intense breaking news. I want to change up the order here a little bit. I gave Austin a little bit of a heads up here. Yeah, so it's kind of been a nuts 24 hours in the CFL world. So the reason being is I had the Argos, like we were planning on talking about the Argos was releasing Matt Nichols, who's a 33-year-old quarterback. He did have a $220,000 roster bonus that was due Monday. We're recording it a day early today. We usually record on Mondays, but due to him on Monday, February 1st. So the Argos released him. All fine and dandy. Didn't really expect much. Now, the Ottawa Red Blacks, they're like, hey, Matt Nichols, come on over. So he was released today. He got signed by Ottawa today. Ottawa also had a quarterback that's coming up free agency February 9th named Nick Arbuckle. So since they signed Matt Nichols, they then released Nick Arbuckle. And now Toronto Argonauts now signed about an hour ago Nick Arbuckle. So in 24 hours, two quarterbacks got released and got picked up. This is kind of nuts because when I was looking at this tonight, I was trying to think of where is Matt Nichols going to end up. It kind of answered my own question real quick there because apparently it's Ottawa. And then I was thinking, well, what's going to happen with Nick Arbuckle? Well, an hour later, he's with Argonauts. So I'm not sure why they didn't just do a trade. Probably had something to do with bonuses and stuff. But what do you think of this crazy releasing of quarterbacks and signing and then releasing and signing, and this gotta love the CFL.
Yeah, I mean I don't know, it's kind of crazy. Sorry, I have some also kind of breaking news from the NHL.
Oh.
News alert. So tonight Edmonton is playing Ottawa. It is halfway through the second, 8 minutes left in the second to be precise. Connor McDavid already has 5 points.
My lord.
So in doing so, by the way, he is the first Edmonton Oilers player with 21 points in the team's first 11 games of the season since Gretzky got 26 in 87-88.
Wonderful.
That's ridiculous. McDavid and Draisaitl both have 5 points with 28 minutes left to play. So they're both in contention with Sittler's 9-point game. It's wild.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, you said whose 9-point game? I thought it was Sam Gagne.
Daryl Sittler. Gagne had 8, I believe.
8, that's what it was, right? Which was also baffling back then.
Oh, yeah, 8 was ridiculous.
So they both could either, they're on pace to tie or break that record.
Yep. So I just figured I'd give you that update.
No, I love it. But, yeah, this whole Mac Nichols, Nick Arbuckle situation has my mind blown. I mean, Matt Nichols is 33 years old. Nick Arbuckle, I believe, is 26. Nick Arbuckle isn't, because Ryan Dinwiddie, who's the new head coach for Toronto Argonauts, he used to be the quarterback's coach for the Stampeders. So he used to coach Nick Arbuckle. So that could work out. Matt Nichols with Ottawa, I guess they have, what's that quarterback's name? I can't think of it right now, but he's not good at all. So, but neither Mac Nichols is just a throw at 5 yards and hope for the best, but I don't know if that'll really work for Ottawa, but I guess time will tell. I just really, really hope I get to watch some football this year and CFL football. We might as well keep up with the theme, with Toronto doing stuff right before free agency. Calgary traded their wide receiver, Eric Rogers, who's a really good wide receiver. He's had a few injury problems the past couple of seasons. They also traded defensive end Corridor Law. I'm not sure what picks, but all it said is Toronto just gave out some picks for these, because they're going to be free agents February 9th, so they still have to sign them. But I don't think Calgary's worried about giving up a guy like Eric Rogers, because their motto or theme is younger, faster, cheaper. So
yeah,
they'll be able to. They're always getting wide receivers out of their butts, it seems like. So
they'll be okay.
I'm pretty sure they're pretty set there. I just know lots of teams are releasing players and all that stuff, because tomorrow, February 1st, is when any player that's has a bonus, that's when bonuses are due. So in football, you can, no player is safe. You can you can release a player at any moment. So it's kind of the way of how she goes. So,
slay the
do you have anything to add on? I'm losing myself when I'm sober here. Do you have anything to add with this whole Calgary trading people to Toronto and just somehow Toronto keep being able to sign all these players when they're supposed to be staying down to the cap floor? So,
I don't know. I got nothing to add. Sorry, man. I'm really baked. I toked on all three. I'm to the moon.
That's kind of the plan here. We're finishing up anyways. One more player that was released. I just want to throw this out there because, hell, I would love it if he played for the Riders. But Blue Bombers released linebacker Micah Awe. He's 27 years old. He's a great linebacker. And, yeah, in 8 days here, 9 days, we'll see where he gets picked up. So I'm quite excited to do the CFL free agency episode in a couple weeks here, since the 9th is on a Tuesday. I'll let it sink in over a week and then start rambling about CFL, and I'll be able to toke by then, so it'll be great. do you have anything you want to add on to sports news here?
Well, I did just realize that even though I am cheering for McDavid and Draisaitl to get as many points as possible, it is also upsetting because I was going to win my matchup this week in Fantasy League. However, my opponent has McDavid on his team, and he is just not stopping. So I'm both happy and sad about it. So
while we're talking, he hasn't got another 5 points in the last 5 minutes while we're talking here.
No, there's 5 minutes left in the second, and it's still 7-3 for the Oilers.
All right. Well, maybe a spoiler alert. Whatever. The game will be over.
I guess it's super not a spoiler alert.
And if you're listening to this live somehow, then props to you. So.
No, not props. That's not cool. That's creepy. That means you're listening right now, and I'm looking around, and I'm very creeped out. Please don't be listening live. I might be too high.
All right. Well, on that note, while Austin's freaking out over there, and while I'm completely sober because apparently Austin's the insider of everything.
Are you going to take a massive bong rip as soon as we end this?
Oh, yeah.
Is it packed and ready to go?
No, I have to grind some stuff up, but in prepare for the show, I haven't smoked in the last few hours. So.
Oof. Oh, man. I don't know how you did it.
You know, I love our few fans, I guess. So.
I guess. All right.
Man of my word. But on that note, I'll do my Morgan Sober statement. And we got basketball, people are tearing their knees up. Hopefully it gets better. We got, what else? We got MLB news. Really? We got NHL. It's just going nuts. And then football. Holy shit, quarterbacks, stay put. On that note, everyone stay stone/sober and safe.